Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast with your host, Jeff Bittner.
Welcome to ITAD Talk, and my guest this morning is Kelly Keough, and she is the co-founder and managing director of Green Eye Partners. So I'd like to welcome you, Kelly.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here this morning.
So can you tell us a little bit about your company and what it does?
So my business partner, Nicole, and I founded our company about 12 years ago. We both had a long history already in the ITAD and electronics recycling space. I started in 1997. Her parents owned a facility. She grew up in high school working in the facility, and then when she graduated with her MBA, she did a little bit of work for an accounting firm, but then she came back and worked in her parents' business until they sold. So probably 95 for Nicole. So we've been in the industry for a long time, and we know the industry really well. So we founded our business back then really on the premise of doing excellent downstream due diligence for a lot of the recyclers, and it sort of morphed into also supporting them in certification implementation. So E stewards are to the ISO certifications. And from there, we also did a lot of training. We trained the original R2 auditors, the original Rios auditors. We currently are the trainers for the E steward auditors. We helped write the implementation guide for the Rios standard. I've been on the R2 technical advisory committee since 2006. I just retired from that this year. So we've been very involved in the standards, the implementation of the standards, downstream due diligence in the industry, and a lot of training during that time. We have a small team. We're pretty much a family-owned and run company. Nicole and her family are in Minnesota. I'm in Northern California. And we have helped about 450 clients get prepared for certifications within the industry.
Wow, that's definitely a large number. So can you tell us maybe a little bit about the certifications and how they've changed over the past two decades?
Yeah, when they first came out, we were working with companies that had very little resources or even information about how to manage environmental health and safety requirements, legal requirements internationally, or how to do due diligence, meaning knowing where their material went to end of life to make sure that it was handled appropriately in those countries. So we went from, I would say, the first 4 to 5 years of our business really doing elementary environmental health and safety compliance training with our clients to the place we are now where we actually have excellent, well-trained environmental health and safety managers at different facilities. There's lots of other consultants doing what we do, so some of them do that work for some of their companies. And having certification body auditors that also understand the industry. In the early days, and just like me, when I first saw my first recycling facility in 1997, people just didn't know what to expect. They didn't know the constituents in the material. They didn't understand any of the health and safety issues that were in the environment. So it's been a big learning curve, but I would say that the industry as a whole has really improved quickly over the years. Sorry, we have a visitor at the door and somebody's barking.
So do you find it's harder now for a company to get certified, or what is your thought on that?
No, I actually think it's easier because there's so many resources out there. SERI, which is the housing body to R2, and the e-stewards have both done a really good job at creating the resources to help recyclers get certified. And the consultants out there, there are some new ones that are still kind of green in the field, but there's just so many more resources out there for everyone that there was sort of an exponential leap in information around certification that I think it's kind of easier than it used to be, really.
And so why is R2 certification important to corporate clients?
For many reasons. One, the impact of their direct client that they work with. So making sure that recycler understands all the regulatory requirements that pertain to them so that they're doing the right thing and their material doesn't end up at a facility that gets in trouble for doing the wrong thing, first of all. But the most important further than that in terms of name, branding, and liability is following that chain of recycling all the way down to what we call end of life. So say you tear apart a computer and all of the components of that computer are going to go somewhere. Some may go to reuse where the computer might get tested and be working and in great shape, or it might get torn down and the circuit boards go to a smelter or a battery goes to a furnace or a smelter. It's knowing that all of those materials, every single company that touches those and manages them, meet environmental health and safety, and at this point, some social accountability requirements in their country, but also just sort of a global, overwide requirements. But also for reuse in particular, we want to make sure that when units go to a certified facility, say I'm a bank or a hospital or even a school, I want to know that if I'm going to be giving my laptops to somebody to recycle or to refurbish, that they're going to not only make sure that they're in good working order when they're sold, but that they also have batteries that have a certain amount of battery life on them, that the data that I might have put onto that unit has been removed in an excellent and effective way, and that there's been quality control around any of that work that I've done. So I think it's not, I used to hear some consultants say back in the day, oh, it just gives them that warm feeling. It's like, no, not really. It's not just a warm feeling. We're really talking about brand management, social accountability, the circularity of the recycling industry, you know, making sure things are handled appropriately.
Well, and you brought up a good point too, because like the data is so important, because there have been some major lawsuits in regards to, there was one like $70 million or something, right?
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really important. I mean, if a corporation is going to save, I don't know, let's pick a number, $100,000, but they get a black eye because of some data they got out and it cost them $10 million in PR. I mean, that's, yeah. This is right. It's just, yeah.
And it's not just data, honestly. Now, some companies say, you know, a computer manufacturer might sell their equipment and say to a corporate client and say, you know, this either goes to a certified recycler, or say it does go to a certified recycler. That's a requirement, and that is part of the government, the GSA purchasing requirements, by the way. But then their keyboard ends up, you know, somewhere in a third world country, and a little kid's panging away on it or tearing it down to burn. They have RFIDs in them, so they can track that now. So,
yeah, it's funny that you bring that up, because we were just at the ITAD summit, and I'm not sure if you were there or not. Maybe your company was there, but at any rate, one of the ITAD companies was talking about picking partners in foreign countries, and that you know, they were tracking all the material, you know, from the point that it left the corporate client, and it was supposed to go to, you know, XYZ company, it's a certain address, and ends up going somewhere different. And so they were able to intercept that material and pull it back, because obviously that partner had promised something and you know, had changed the terms. So it just shows how important it is to really be on top of all of this.
And transparency in that recycling chain. I mean, the R2 and the E-Steward standards aren't going to guarantee you that that's not going to occur, but they're going to reduce your liability by about 80%. So you still have to have good relationships. You still have to have some level of accountability that might be above and beyond the certification itself, because all sorts of opportunities come up at any time, and who knows whom within the organization might make a choice that is outside of the qualifications and the certification. That happens a lot. And so, you know, what the controls are that are in place, what kind of documentation you're asking of them, all of that is on top of and works well with certification, especially with data. I know, I would say in our industry lately, with a lot of our recyclers, data security, not just for what comes onto their site, but also how they manage contractual obligations and requirements around that within their own systems on site, has become paramount. And the cost for cyber liability insurance is just skyrocketing after the few data breaches we had last spring. So, you know, I think that I've said for 5 years, it's our new CRT glasses, data management.
Oh, and interesting.
It certainly is a huge, huge part of this.
And don't forget, the best way to support ITAD content is to rate and like the show on iTunes, Google, Spotify, or anywhere you might listen.